Hello and welcome, podcasters, to this special podcast for Kilkenny Day, brought to you once again by Kilkenny Library Services. My name is Owen Swinton Welsh, and today I will look at some interesting facts and historical stories connected to our lovely county. Some of these you may have heard before, some will hopefully be brand new to you, and some will be slightly obscure and random, but I hope you'll find all illuminating and interesting. First, to get the basics out of the way, County Kilkenny itself was created as a jurisdiction by the English Normans after 1200. The entire county took its name from a church that had been founded by St. Canice in the 6th century. The original St. Canice's Church was where the modern-day St. Canice's Cathedral was located, in Irishtown. It was on high ground and overlooked a ford. This was a place where people could cross the River Nore on foot, in shallow waters, or maybe on horseback, prior to bridges being built. The town grew around that settlement, so when the English Normans arrived, it was an obvious place to take over and build a castle. The entire county thus took its name from the small town and church on the River Nore. St. Canice himself was from modern day County Derry, and so would have been a dairyman, surprisingly enough. When Irish was the main spoken language of the area, the place where the church was located became known as Kilkeonig. Kill being the Irish for church and Kianig being the Irish for Canice. But Canice was later anglicised into Kenny, hence Kilkenny or Kenny's Church. But of course, what we now know as County Kilkenny was here long before the English arrived. For over a millennium, it would have been known as the Kingdom of Ossory. That's because it was ruled over by the Ossorig or Ossory family. This dynasty were semi-independent rulers who mostly aligned to the Kingdom of Munster, later transferring their allegiance to the leaders of Leinster. God, we could have been in the Munster Championship, who knew? By the end of the Ossorig's reign, that's prior to the arrival of the English after 1169, the Ossory dynasty were known as the Macgillapádraigs or the Fitzpatricks, to give them their anglicised name. Now, we all know Kilkenny is associated with cats, but there is an argument that the deer should be the county's official animal. That's because the Ossorig family that ruled over our area for centuries were known as the Deer People. Ossorig or Ossory literally translates into people of the deer in Old Irish. We most associate the term Ossory today with the Christian diocese that was formed during this era and still exists. It does give us a good idea of the family's former power, as they controlled not only Kilkenny as we know it, but also parts of County Laois. Now, if the Ossory dynasty were associated with the county in the first millennium AD, it's the Butler family who are most associated with Kilkenny in the last millennium. The family had their original power base in Carrick-on-Shore and only bought Kilkenny Castle in 1391. Their original holding was in Tipperary, so they took the title Ormond, which is the Irish for Ear, meaning East, and Vuan, meaning Munster, Irvuan. So literally, the butlers of East Munster. They received their butler surname as they were known as the chief butlers of Ireland, basically in service to the monarch. The best thing about that was that they were entitled to 10% of all wine imported to Ireland. Basically, it was an excise on wine which they profited handsomely from. This made the family fabulously wealthy, as wine was widely sought after in late medieval Ireland. If you look at the family crest today, even next time you walk past Castle Park, you will see it above the main doorway. You can't miss the little wine goblets that are on the right-hand corner of the family shield. A little homage there to the source of their family's wealth. Archaeologists have put Kilkenny on the map in recent years for some of their finds, especially some Roman-related finds. We were always told in school that the Romans never came to Ireland. We all know that they called Ireland Hibernia, which roughly translates as land of eternal winter or land of everlasting winter. The clue is in the name there. You can keep Ireland with its bad weather and bad chest infections. Roman finds though in Freedstone Hill, just north of Kilkenny City, and along the King's River, just south of Kilkenny near Stonyford, show the Romans were in fact in Ireland. We probably now need to update our history, thanks in part to the finds in Kilkenny, to say the Romans never conquered Ireland, but they were certainly in Ireland. In fact, the history of Freestone Hill goes back even further than the Romans. A Bronze Age burial cairn was found there, along with evidence of the mining of ore, which of course allowed our ancestors to move into the Iron Age. So a site of national importance it is. Freestone Hill, by the way, is located near Clara, but you can see it from the motorway near the Kilkenny turnoff. You can't miss the windswept hawthorn tree or skiach on top. On a different topic, St. Canice's Church of Ireland Cathedral in Assisi is the second largest cathedral in Ireland after St. Patrick's in Dublin. Nearly more impressive is the beautiful round tower that stands beside it. It's hard to believe that this tower has stood here nearly 1,000 years and is certainly the oldest human-made structure in Kilkenny City. What's even better is that of the 50 or so round towers that still exist in Ireland today, Kilkenny's round tower is the only one fully open to the public where people can actually climb to the top. By the way, the population of the whole of County Kilkenny currently stands at 99,500, although it was more than double this, that's 200,000 plus in 1841, just prior to the famine. In terms of land area, Kilkenny comes in exactly halfway of Ireland's 32 counties, being the 16th biggest or smallest, depending on whether you're a glass half full or empty person. The Assisi area currently has a population of 26,000. Actually, we may get this out of the way early. When one says Kilkenny Assisi to a non-Kilkenny person, it often emits an eye roll with the response that Kilkenny is not a real city. This is based on the incorrect assumption that cities in Ireland are defined by population size. This is not actually the case. Cities in Ireland were created by charter, usually received from a monarch. When Dublin City was created, it had a population of well under 10,000 people. For the record, Kilkenny was given city status in 1609 by King James I. That's just over 400 years ago. At one stage in its first 50 years of city status, one could say Kilkenny was the capital of Ireland. This occurred in the 1640s during the Confederation, which was a parliament in all but name that met in Kilkenny. Its remit eventually covered most parts of Ireland, including Dublin. It was part of the English Civil Wars, and the Confederation in Kilkenny became supportive of the King of England, King Charles I, and against Cromwell, who had usurped him. Kilkenny's brief time as the centre of power in Ireland ended abruptly with the arrival of Cromwell in March 1650. While Kilkenny's city status was downgraded somewhat in 2014 with the removal of the Lord Mayor, etc., it is still technically the only inland city in the Republic of Ireland. Kilkenny, by the way, is not the smallest or newest city on the island of Ireland. On the contrary, in 2002, Queen Elizabeth II, in her Golden Jubilee year, gave city status to both Newry and Lisburn. Newry City has the same population as Kilkenny City. Even more recently, in 2012, in her Diamond Jubilee year, Queen Elizabeth II gave city status to Armagh. Armagh City currently has a population of 15,000. Kilkenny City is often referred to as the medieval city. This is because the medieval street layouts, with its small roads and interconnecting laneways, have remained intact over the centuries. For instance, think of the little lanes or slips of high streets. Even the names of these places have stuck for hundreds of years. For example, the Butter Slip is a place where you could go buy butter. Many other medieval towns like Dublin lost their medieval layouts in Georgian times when the streets were flattened, straightened and widened. So we are very lucky to have what we have today in Kilkenny. If you look at the older maps of Kilkenny, it's surprising how little the street layout has changed over the years. Another nickname you would have heard associated with Kilkenny City is the Marble City. The name comes from the black marble that was quarried near the town in an area now known as Black Quarry. It was jet black in colour with white speckles. The Marble City name stemmed from the fact that Kilkenny marble was, at one stage, actually used to pave the streets of Kilkenny. As you can imagine, the longer it was there, the more polished it became underfoot. It was said to have been stunningly beautiful, a city paved with marble. After a shower of rain, it was said to have glistened like gold, hence the name Marble City. Although one can only imagine how slippy it became, the council would certainly have issues getting insurance for that nowadays. Kilkenny marble was much sought after around Ireland and worldwide. On occasion, Kilkenny marble fireplaces come up for sale and often sell for around the £100,000 mark. Kilkenny marble has also made headlines recently in Leicester and England. In 2015, King Richard III, he of the Shakespeare play whose body was found in a car park, was reinterred inside Leicester Cathedral. His tomb was sealed with a beautiful slab of Kilkenny marble. Now, we talked about how Kilkenny could have been associated with deers, but the Kilkenny deers doesn't have the same ring to us as the Kilkenny cats. So how did we become associated with our feline friends? There are a number of different explanations that float around, but the most rational explanation is not a nice story, unfortunately. The phrase, "you're fighting like Kilkenny cats," is not used in a positive way. It is said to have originated from a horrendous pastime practiced in Kilkenny, that being cat baiting. Baiting animals for sport was something that was highly popular for hundreds of years in Ireland. It involved setting one animal against another and betting on who'd win. It often resulted in the death of the animals. Everything from bears to badgers to rats to bulls were baited, and Kilkenny did have a bull ring at one stage where dogs were set on a bull tied to a pole. It is said, and block your ears for the next 5 seconds if you're a feline lover, that cats would have their tails tied to each other. They were then thrown over a rope or a washing line, which result that they would fight each other as they could not get away. How common this was, we don't know, and I'm hoping that it was a completely exaggerated, made-up tale, if you'll excuse the pun. I kid you not, but there is a children's nursery rhyme about Kilkenny cats, which is only slightly less sanitized version of that story. It goes like this. There once were two cats of Kilkenny. Each thought there was one cat too many. So they fought and they fist, and they scratched and they bit, till, except for their nails and the tips of their tails, instead of two cats, there weren't any. Now, we can't talk about Kilkenny without talking about sport. Nowadays, when one mentions they are from Kilkenny, it's hurling that's often mentioned first. In the last few decades, the Kilkenny senior hurling team have passed out both Cork and Tip to sit on top of the All-Ireland Hurling Championship leaderboard, with 36 All-Ireland hurling titles to their name. That's 6 ahead of Cork and 8 ahead of Tip. That's even more impressive considering that both Tip and Cork had 6 All-Irelands each by the time Kilkenny won their first All-Ireland in 1904. However, it may also come as a major surprise to learn that the very first game of Gaelic football was played in Callan, County Kilkenny, in February 1885. That's just 3 months after the GAA was founded in Turles. Kilkenny Commercials took on Callan in rules that were developed by Maurice Davin of nearby Carrick-on-Shore. Davin wanted a Gaelic football game to compete with soccer and rugby, which had emerged in popularity over the previous 20 years. And so, ironically as it turned out, Kilkenny was the birthplace of Gaelic football, now the most played sport in Ireland by males and females. If Gaelic football was a new game, hurling was the opposite. Different forms of hurling were played throughout Ireland over the centuries. The maiming and injuries caused during hurling games came to a head in 1366 with the infamous Statutes of Kilkenny. These were a list of 36 clauses or rules that were passed in a parliament that sat in Kilkenny, chaired by the King of England's son, Lionel. He was angry that the English settlers in Ireland were becoming too Irish. One part of this annoyance was that men who could be soldiers and fight in wars for the king were getting badly injured in hurling games. I'll read some extracts from the laws translated from the original Latin, so bear with me. Note that when they use the term Englishman, they are talking about the descendants of the English settlers as opposed to the native Irish, although many of these so-called Englishmen may have been born and bred in Ireland at this stage. So here's some lines from the Statutes of Kilkenny. Many English of the said land, forsaking the English language, fashion, mode of riding, laws, and usages, live and govern themselves according to the manners, fashion, and language of the Irish enemies, and also have had marriages and alliances between themselves and the Irish enemies. Now, therefore, our Lord the King called this Parliament, held at Kilkenny, the Thursday next after the day of Cinders, Ash Wednesday, in the 14th year of his reign. Also, it is ordained and established that every Englishman shall use the English language, and that every Englishman use the English custom, fashion, mode of riding and apparel according to his estate. And if any English or Irish living amongst the English use the Irish language amongst themselves, his lands and tenements, if he have any, be seized into the hands of his immediate lord. It is ordained and established that the commons of the said land of Ireland use not henceforth the games which men call hurlings, with great clubs and a ball upon the ground, from which great evils and maims have arisen to weaken the defence of the said land, but that they apply and accustom themselves to use and draw bows and throw lances and other gentle games. End quote. Moving to a more recent era, one Kilkenny sports person that's often overlooked is Mabel Cahill of Ballyragus. She became the first non-American to win the US Open Tennis Championship. In 1891, she defeated Eleanor Roosevelt, who was a first cousin of US President Franklin D. Roosevelt, to win her first US Open title. She repeated the feat the following year and also won the doubles. She was born in Ballyconra House, Ballyragus, which is now part of the large Glanbia offices. She played tennis at home and took part in the Kilkenny City and County Lawn Tennis Competition. She died in relative poverty in England in 1905, aged 42, from TB. She was inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame in 1976. Kilkenny has many famous sons and daughters, and even more descendants of its sons and daughters. For some of this research, we are blessed to have many brilliant historians amongst us. I am standing on the shoulders of giants in that regards. People like Pat Tynan of The Walking Tours, Donald Cadogan, Jim Marr, Anne Farrell, Frank Kavanagh, Gabriel Murray, the Hole in the Wall pub, and of course, the brilliant members of Kilkenny Archaeological Society over many decades. One famous son of Kilkenny who is often not mentioned is George Berkeley, the famous philosopher from Thomastown. His teachings are still studied around the world today in that field. He's also famous in the US, as the town and University of Berkeley, California are named after him. Another famous son of Kilkenny is James Hoban of Callan, who was the architect behind the White House in Washington, D.C. He is said to have got much of his inspiration for the White House from Leinster House in Dublin, now our Parliament building, as he was apprenticed in Dublin when it was being built. And if you imagine the White House without the portico, it does look very similar. After the English burnt down the White House in 1814, Hoban was on hand to rebuild it and luckily fix some of the errors in the original. Some famous people passed through Kilkenny also. The likes of Jonathan Swift, one of Ireland's greatest ever writers, was educated in Kilkenny College, then located on John Street, now the council offices. Thomas Moore, arguably Ireland's best writer of the 19th century, is said to have written his haunting song, The Last Rose of Summer, in Jenkinstown Park. James Stephen, now that's the man, not the GA club named after him, was born in Kilkenny and took part in the 1848 rebellion. A decade later, he founded the IRB, that's the Irish Republican Brotherhood, or Fenians as they were also known, who went on to organise the 1867 rebellion and the 1916 rebellions. Other descendants of Kilkenny have made it big in Hollywood. One family that emigrated from the area in the 19th century was the Isgnies, who came from the Goran area. One of their offspring would eventually become very famous. That person was Walter Disney, or as the family later altered their name, he became known as Walt Disney. Recent research by Gabriel Murray has also discovered that the Clooney family came from Wynga and left after the famine. Their descendants, Rosemary and George Clooney, have done all right for themselves in the US. Kilkenny has been used as a film location on many occasions, Innis Deeg being the most popular, with Circle of Friends, Widow's Peak, Secret Scripture, and more recently the Dunstores Christmas ad, all filmed there. The city area was also used in the Circle of Friends as the bus stop was on the parade, and St Mary's Cathedral steeple can be seen in one scene that was filmed along the banks of the River Nore. Kilkenny City was used widely as the film location of the controversial Lock Up Your Daughters, filmed in 1968. This can be viewed now on YouTube, so you can make up your own minds. In Kells Priory, part of Stanley Kubrick's iconic Barry Lyndon was filmed. Another son of Kilkenny is of the equine variety. Red Rum, perhaps the greatest steeplechaser in history, was born in Rossanara Stud in Kells, County Kilkenny, ran by Martin McInerney. Red Rum, trained by Ginger McCann, achieved incredible success in the English Grand National, one of the toughest and hazardous races in the world, winning it three times in 1973, 74 and 77. Perhaps equally impressive was his second place finish in the two intervening years in 75 and 76. Red Rum died in 1995 at the age of 30, and a beautiful bronze statue of him now graces Aintree Racecourse, the location of his greatest achievements. Closer to home, one person who put Kilkenny on the map is John Smiddick. He founded Smiddick's Brewery in 1710. That's 50 years before Guinness. Even more impressive that he did this at the height of the penal laws was him being a Catholic. For quite literally centuries, his company has provided employment for generations of Kilkenny families, not just in the brewing process, but also in the supply of barley grown by generations of Kilkenny farmers. In recent decades, the production of so-named Kilkenny beer for export has also made our county famous overseas. Continental tourists are often surprised how so few Kilkenny folk have actually drunk Kilkenny beer. We can't talk about Kilkenny without talking about our contribution to religious life. From the times of St. Kieran and St. Canice right up to the present day, Kilkenny folk have made a huge impact all over the world. The parish of Munkine is said to have provided the most people to religious life. Kilkenny's sons and daughters have spread the Christian message to nearly every corner of the world. But of course, it's Blessed Edmund Rice, born in Callan in 1762, who was most revered. He founded the Christian Brothers Order, which now has congregations on five continents, along with the Presentation Brothers. He gave up most of his relative wealth at the time to educate the poor. Also located within County Kilkenny were some of the most well-known and influential religious houses of medieval Ireland, most notably Jerpine Cistercian Abbey in Thomastown, Greg Namana Cistercian Monastery, and Kells Augustinian Priory. In addition, The only known first-hand account of the Black Death on these islands was written by Friar John Glynn in 1349. The Franciscan friar was based where the brewery site is in the city now, and his journal record is nearly always used in BBC documentaries and the likes when talking about the European experience of the Black Death. His diary ends abruptly in 1349, himself likely a victim of the dreadful plague he so feared. With all the incredible people born in Kilkenny over centuries, it is strange that the most recent bridge in the city was named after St. Francis. A lovely man by all accounts, but a man who never set foot in Ireland, let alone Kilkenny. Just to end on a lighter note, Kilkenny City, specifically the Castle area, holds the record of the highest temperature ever recorded in Ireland. The record was set on the 26th of June 1887, and the temperature recorded was 33.3 degrees Celsius, or for our American listeners, that's about 92 degrees Fahrenheit. On the 28th of June 2018, nearly 131 years to the day, there was a prediction that the Kilkenny record could be broken at Shannon Airport, but the highest temperature that day was recorded at exactly 32 degrees. The sea breeze is accounting for Kilkenny holding firm, but for how long in this climate-changing world? I hope you enjoyed that jaunt through many different facts and nuggets of our beautiful county's history. Just to thank you very much for listening, and don't forget to join your local library to avail of all the amazing free resources, many of them available online and from the comfort of your own home. Until next time.